Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
Leaders Lounge is an online interactive event designed for CEOs, senior management professionals, business executives, and those in the wider leadership, startup or coaching roles. It's focused on the themes of inspirational, situational and transformational leadership. And I'm delighted to be joined by the organiser of the event, Owen Conroy of the Titan Experience, and also one of the speakers at the event, Chanel McCoy. So you're both very welcome to the programme. Owen, could I start with you? Can you tell us a little bit about the event and what it sets out to achieve?
Yeah, thanks, Bobby. Good morning. Yeah, as you said, it's an online leadership event next Thursday, the 22nd of April. And would you believe last March, just over 13 months ago, it was originally going to be taking place in the Bord Gáis Theatre. I'd been working on it with Paul McGinley for some time as part of a wider project on stadium golf we'd been working on, but unfortunately COVID put pay to that. And then even from a Leaders Lounge perspective, we were forced to look at ways in which we could bring it to life for our potential customers and clients. And that eventually pushed us into the world of virtual and TV. And last November, we had our inaugural event with 1,400 attendees, Bobby, from 12 different countries. Wow. And essentially at the core of Leaders Lounge is inspiring and informing leadership and leadership thinking at all levels of organizations. I was only talking to a HR director of one of the big four yesterday. And would you believe, Bobby, they're on their second rotation of 100 graduates coming into the business. And not one of the 200 of them have been inside the front door of the building yet. So these are some of the challenges, the human leadership and management challenges that Leaders Lounge sets out to address.
Let me ask you another question, Owen, because I know if I look at the lineup of guests, that there's a real, I suppose, parallel there between sports people particularly and business people. Now, sports people sometimes aren't the best at business, and certainly business people are often not the best at sport. So what are the parallels between business and sport?
Yeah, I suppose if I was to even take, you touched on the opening segment, for example, next Thursday's inspirational leadership, and that'll be predominantly Joanna Reardon and Brian O'Driscoll, who'll be talking to the audience in terms of their own journeys through leadership, Bobby, and how we've developed and selected the talent for each of the themes is based on their own journeys. So, for example, for so many of the young talent I touched on earlier that have joined new companies, new organizations, they're, you know, in a remote environments trying to find potentially their voice as leaders, as staff. And what Brian and Joanne are going to talk about next Thursday is their own journeys as inspirational leaders. Brian was obviously given the captaincy of Ireland at 23 years of age, and he'd be talking about that journey and how difficult it was in the early years, no more so than Joanne, who was obviously in a leadership position at the tender age of 16 when she addressed the UN. So yeah, it's not necessarily their sporting stories, Bobby, that from a content perspective we arc towards. It's more the journeys from a leadership perspective and the comparisons and contrasts and potentially how they apply to these new remote working environments that we're all challenged by at the moment.
Okay, well, let's bring in one of your speakers, Lady Chanel McCoy. Good morning, Chanel. How are you?
Morning, Bobby. How are you? It's lovely to speak to you this morning.
Thank you too. And tell us then, firstly, tell us a bit about what you're going to be addressing in your delivery, Chanel. What type of leadership, examples are you going to be citing?
Yeah, you know, look, it's very exciting, Bobby, to be speaking at Leaders Lounge Live. And I would encourage anybody, you know, get on leaderslounge.com and get their tickets for Thursday. You know, and to be speaking, you know, alongside the likes of Paul McGinley and Razzie and Joanne and Brian, and absolutely, you know, they're coming from a very much a sporting leadership point of view. And you know, I'm coming from a corporate point of view. But there is, you know, a lot of obviously synergies and crossover there. And I think it's very important, especially now more than ever. You know, leaders have been challenged very much over the last 18 months with COVID, in terms of like their strategic agility, you know, how are they able to maybe change course in their company to survive, you know, to thrive. And, you know, even like, you know, and actually this is the exciting thing when you do mix sports people sometimes with corporate people, you know, the storytelling is great. And that's why, you know, it's, you know, because it makes it more engaging, you know. But even a company I was looking at recently in the States, you know, they were a pizzeria, and obviously COVID hit and they had to, you know, they were going to shut down and let all their staff go. But they realized that the one of the clay ovens that they had was actually very good for molding plastic. So they ended up then embarking on, you know, strategic agility, changing course and making face shields, you know, and become obviously a very, very profitable company, but also contributing. So I know that's only kind of a small example.
Sure.
But, you know, all of these kind of lessons are important and, you know, exciting stuff like how do you inspire your team, you know, as a leader? And do companies actually do enough to prepare people to be great leaders? You know, we all kind of are guilty in companies because somebody is very good, you know, they come in as a junior, we put loads of resource and training behind them to be brilliant accountants or salespeople, and then we promote them just because they're good at their job, and we end up putting them into leadership positions, but we actually don't help them transition as a leader. We help them transition in their job. So we talk, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that. You know, I think the whole environment piece at the moment is really critical, because you will have a lot of leaders tuning in on Thursday where they're bringing their workforce back in maybe next September, you know, and what kind of environment are they, do they need to create to get their people back? You know, people are apprehensive, they're nervous, they want to feel safe, some of them are excited, you know, there's a different cohort of people. But then, you know, there's a lot of people who have been working at home for 18 months, they have, you know, they have their little routines that they like, that there are particular things that they do at home that really motivate and engage them. So how can leaders tap into to that, you know, bringing them into the workplace? And I would say to leaders, you know, this is time to reach out to all of your teams and say, you know, ask them, what do they want when they come back into the workplace?
Right.
What is going to make them feel motivated, engaged, safe? You know, we want to create a fun, happy environment, you know, so that's not the time for leaders to make an executive decision. It's the time to kind of reach out. So lots of exciting stuff to talk about on Thursday.
Okay. Owen, I wanted to, I'm sort of intrigued. I didn't know that Paul McGinley is a fellow of the London Business School, but he's going to be interviewing Razzie Erasmus. Now, that should be interesting, because we might get to find out, you know, how we could actually win a Rugby World Cup here.
I'll tell you what, and you can hear the Clare accent is still strong, Bobby. We might take Razzie back to Munster first before giving him to the national team. As you know, Stuart Lancaster is a good friend of yours and mine, and Leinster are flying at the moment. But yeah, Razzie is an incredibly interesting and engaging individual. Alan Quinlan was very kind to facilitate that introduction about 6 weeks ago. And it's the focus on the human. I mean, that and developing talent and diverse talent, that's, I suppose, another area for us next week as well, is diversity. I mean, obviously, Joanne, Brian, Chanel, they all come from diverse backgrounds. And one of the key themes, not to give too much away, but obviously we're involved in pre-production meetings with the talent, but Razzie is going to really focus on how diverse a team and he had within that he inherited in South Africa and developed, but also how that diversity, Bobby, was critical to their success and winning the World Cup, which continue obviously to be the holy grail for us in Irish rugby.
Yeah. Well, just briefly then, and finally to you, Chanel, you've embarked in a whole new world, spearheading McCoy Health. And I think you said that it's not like launching a new bottle of wine if you're in the wine business. It's about developing a whole new category with CBD. Tell us more, if you can, in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, look, we're very excited. We've launched a product, purestcbd.com. And, you know, look, what's different about us, we're the first CBD company, a food supplement to come on the market that's backed by clinical studies. We're currently in about 1,000 retailers in the UK. We're kind of the most advanced from a regulatory point of view to get our license to launch pan-European. So hopefully we'll hit the Irish market with the retailers towards the end of the year, but we're still obviously, we're selling online in the
Okay.
meantime. Very exciting. The market is 450 million today. You compare that to vitamin C, which is 115 million. So already it's four times bigger than vitamin C, and it's only in its infancy. So,
Well, we wish you
yeah.
well, Chanel.
Thank
It's
you.
going to be a great journey for you. And indeed, Owen, good to talk to you as well this morning. And the event is on April 22nd. That's next Thursday at 15:30 GMT. So, Chanel and Owen, thanks for joining us this morning.